start again. Take two. The story is told sometime probably in the 1950s that an American tourist came to Eretz Yisrael and he went to see the Brisker Rav Soloveitchik from YU's uncle. Went to see the Brisker Rav in Yerushalayim. And he was schmoozing with them, talking to the Brisker Rav, and at some point the Brisker Rav asked him, what does he do? He says, Ma melachtecha. So the person tells him he's a lawyer. Brisker Rav doesn't react, the conversation turns to something else. A couple of minutes later, the Brisker Rav turns to him again, and he says, no, so tell me, what do you do? Ma melachtecha. The person didn't understand. Skrav asked him that question 2 minutes early. He told him he's a lawyer. Maybe he didn't understand it. Maybe he didn't make himself clear. He starts explaining again. He's a lawyer. He works in a firm. And he sees the Brisker Rav looks very unhappy. So he's quiet. And the Brisker Rav says that's not the way to answer the question. He says, how do you answer the question, what do you do, ma melachtecha? He says, take a look at Sefer Yonah. When they did a goral on the ship, and it ended up with Yonah, they called Yonah and they said to him, "Agidon alanu b'asher lemiara azos, ma melachtecha, umayayin tavo, ma artzecha ve'im izahamata. What do you do? Where do you come from? What land? What nation? Vayomar leyan ivri anochi, ve'sashem elokei hashamayim ani yarei." Somebody asks you, Ma Malachtecha? The answer is, Sashem Elokei Hashemayim Ani Yarei. That's what I do. That's my Malacha. What Parnasa do I have? Maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a lawyer, maybe you're a mechanic. But what do you do? Sashem Elokecha, Sashem Elokei Hashemayim Ani Yarei. That was the story. But I want to know something else. Why does Yonah answer Ivri Anochi? He'll tell me he answers Ivri Anochi because they asked him, Ma Artzecha Vem E Mizamata. But that's a very unusual term. Why did he say he's from Bnei Yisrael? He's from this Shevet. He's from Am Yisrael. Why does he use the term Ivri Anochi? What does that mean? The very first time we find the term Ivri is in this week's Parsha. Parsha's Lech Lecha. The Torah tells us that there's a war between the four kings and the five kings. And in the course of the war, Lot and the people of Sodom are taken captives. And the pasuk says, "Vayavo hapolit," and somebody who escaped from battle came, "Vayaged la Avram haIvri," and he goes and he tells Avram haIvri what happened. "Vayishma Avram kinish ba'achiv." Avram hears that his relative is taken captive, and he goes to free him. Why is Avram here called Avram haIvri? What does the term mean? So Chazal and the Medrash give a number of explanations. Rashi says because he came from Eivar HaNahar, came from the other side of the river. Some say because he was a descendant of Eivar. But one day in the Medrash says, he's called Avram HaIvri because who may Eivar Echad? V'kol la'ola may Eivar Echad. Avram is on one side, and the whole world is on the other side. In what sense is Avram on one side, and the whole world is on the other side? The simplest answer is in emunah, in belief. Avram is the only one who believes in one God. He's the only one who believes in Ribono Shel Olam. The whole world is Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So Avram is on one side, and the whole world's on the other side. But why mention that here? Why are we emphasizing Avram's emunah his beliefs here in this pasuk when it's coming to tell us that Lot was taken captive and Avram goes to save him. I want to suggest a different explanation, different understanding of what it means that he's on one side and the whole world is on the other side. As Jews, we have to understand something. Sometimes very painful. But really, when we're in trouble, no one really cares. It's true. There are exceptions to every rule. The basic rule is, no one cares. The only one who's going to care and help us when we're in trouble is ourselves. That's what it means that the whole world is on one side, Avram is on one side and the whole world is on the other side. We're here, they're there, and they don't care. And Dafka, when Avram's relative is in danger, no one's going to help the people of Sodom. No one. There's only one person. The Avram HaIvri is going to be the one who's going to help the relatives. He's the only one who's going to help the other people in the stone. The only one who's going to care enough. That's the idea of Ivri. We realize that we can't rely on anybody else. We have to take care of our own. And exactly like Avram, Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv, his relative has been taken captive. And he goes to free him. That's what it means to be in Ivri. When do we come across this again? The beginning of Chumash Mos. Vayi bayamim ahein, vayigdal Moshe, vayetze alacha, vayabisiv lotam. Moshe leaves Paro's palace. He's raised in Paro's palace. He goes out to see what's happening with his brethren. And what happens? Vayar ish mitzri maka ish ivri me'echa. He sees a mitzri hitting an ivri of his brothers. Vayifen kol v'chol vayar ki einish. He looks here and he looks there. And no one's coming to help. No. No one cares. Not the police, not the judicial system in Mitzrayim, not the other Mitzrayim. No one cares. But Moshe realizes that if somebody is in trouble, that he has to be in Ivri. And what does he do? Vayaches ha-Mitzri. He comes to save the Ivri Me'echa. That's what it means to be an Ivri. To realize no one else really cares, we need to take care of our own. So why does Yonah answer Ivri Anochi? Chazal asks, Farshim asks, why did Yonah run away? Why did it bother him so much to go to Nineveh to deliver a nevuah that they better do tshuva? And the answer is given because Yonah was very worried. He was worried not that they wouldn't do tshuva in Nineveh, he was worried that they would do tshuva. And if that would happen, that would be a tremendous kitrug, a tremendous accusation against Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael had been sent to Nevi'im time and time again to do tshuva, and they weren't doing tshuva. And Yonah says, but if I go to Nineveh and I tell them to do tshuva, and they do tshuva, Am Yisrael's going to look bad. I'm an Ivri. I care about my brother. They're in trouble. They may be misbehaving. They may be doing bad things. And they should be doing tshuva. And they're wrong for not listening. They're my brothers. My fellow Ivri. And therefore, he answers Ivri Hanoch. Not so much the later questions, Meyayin Tavol Ma'artzecha Ve'emize Amata, but he's answering the first question. He's answering, Basher Lemi Ara Azos Lana, why is this happening? He says, because I'm an Ivri and I'm running away. And I'd rather sacrifice myself than bring harm to my fellow Ivri. That's what it means to be an Ivri. The last few weeks have not been easy. But if we need a reminder, you can see time and time again how we're on one side of the Nahar, or we're on one side of the world, and everybody else is on the other side. How little at times we can count on those who we consider to be most our closest friends. I made a mistake of reading some headlines of international news organizations. If it wouldn't be so sad and tragic, it would be funny. Late Thursday night, early Friday morning, 100 Arabs surrounded Kever Yosef in Shechem, threw Molotov cocktails and set the place on fire. And the headline in one news organization was, Joseph's tomb catches fire. Like somebody dropped a cigarette accidentally. Catches fire. This week there was a headline. Two Palestinian teenagers shot by Israelis. And then some subtitle about some alleged knife attack. Referring to what had gone on in Pisgat Ze'ev. They almost killed two people. Just waiting to see the day when World Trade Center crashes into two airlines flying over New York City and kills all innocent passengers aboard. But within all of this tragedy, there's something positive. And sometimes the worst of what the Arabs do, I think brings out the best in Am Yisrael. It could very well be that no one else really cares. But you really, really see how, despite the fact that sometimes here in Eretz Yisrael we act as a dysfunctional family, we yell at each other, we scream at each other, we call each other names, we say all sorts of nasty things, if push comes to shove, and one of us is in trouble, everyone come to help us. Same guy who may have said, who knows what about you a minute ago, he'll give you the shirt off his back, if that's what you really need. No one really cares when someone's in trouble, whether he's religious, or he's Chiloni, or he's Ashkenazi, or he's Faradi, or he's this, or he's that. It's at times like this that we realize we're just all Ivri. We need to take care of each other, and we take care of each other. I spoke to someone a few days ago. We just came to, they planned to come and visit Eretz Yisrael for a few weeks, he and his wife. In the last few days before they came, they were worried, should they come, should they not come? So they asked the Rav in the United States, and he told them, listen, if you're very worried, and you're very nervous, and you're very uptight, and you're very this, and very this, so maybe you shouldn't go. But Rav said to him, we are Jews. And they came. And I was talking to him and he said, you know, sometimes things aren't so great and the United States either. Sometimes you have problems there also. He said, that's right. He said, there's one difference. In New York, or somewhere else, someone's coming and chasing you, trying to cause you harm, chances are most of the time everybody else is just running away. But here in Eretz Yisrael, everybody else is also running. But they're running after the person who's trying to harm you to make sure that he doesn't. That's the difference. Because here we're all Ivrim. And maybe in the midst of all this difficulty and tragedy, there's an opportunity. I was wondering, why is this happening so soon after Yom Kippur? So Yom Kippur is so bad? Was that tshuva so lacking? But maybe Adarav, on the contrary. Maybe it really wasn't so bad. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity to say, okay, so now prove yourselves. Show how good of Ivrim you are. And that's what we need to do. It shouldn't have to happen in such difficult times. But if it's happening, so let's take up the challenge. And let's be the sons and daughters of Avraham Ivri. When somebody's in trouble, we don't ask questions of maybe Lot Shemtov moves to Sdom, and why is he there, and it's his own fault. He's in trouble. Just pick up and do whatever you can to save him. But in the midst of all these declarations of being Ivri Anochi, you shouldn't forget the second half of Yonah's declaration. And that too is something we need to work on. Ivri Anochi, Ves Hashem Elokei HaShamayim, Ani Yareh.